Hello, I'm Mrs. Evans, the head of Weston Green School in Thames Ditton. Welcome to Weston Green Speaks, a regular 5-minute insight into how we make the difference at Weston Green School. Throughout the year, we will be covering a variety of interesting topics, all of which explore and illustrate what matters most to us at Weston Green. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, welcome to today's podcast. Today's topic is wellbeing and mindfulness. My name is Lex Daniel, and my main role is to support children's wellbeing as the school's ELSA, which stands for Emotional Literacy Support Assistant.
We're joined by some Year 6 children today who are going to talk about their experiences at Weston Green. So let's get started.
So, what does wellbeing mean to you?
Wellbeing to me is having a healthy and positive mindset. So you're thinking of good sides instead of thinking of bad sides of everything you do.
Well-being is more like doing something you love to get your mind set off of anything that's distracting you. It's basically something that to do in your focus.
Feeling like safe, secure, like happy, and just basically comfortable in your environment.
And if you're not, there's so many people you can speak to. Teachers, parents, friends. We even have a worry box if you're not feeling great, online and on paper. And you're allowed to say, I don't want to speak about this. You can talk about with teachers about this thing instead of coming up to them face to face, it's an easier way.
Great. Can you tell me one or two things that you find important for your own mental health?
Well, sometimes just taking a break. Just relax, do something that you enjoy. Maybe sit down, read a book. Have a hot chocolate by the fire. Just relax. Maybe a little nap could help.
That sounds good.
Do things that you love. If you love being social, then go out with some friends or things with your family. Yeah. Also, if you'd like prefer being alone, take your mind maybe off screens. Read a book, play a game, learn something new.
That's quite important.
If you do enjoy playing on screens, then you can, but you have to be able to control yourself.
Yeah, limit yourself.
Manage.
Yeah, a pet is very therapeutic for some people.
For hugs.
And
good
also
word.
Breathing. So because some people hug their dog and it's the way that they pant or the way that they breathe. It's mind. Concentrating.
Yeah.
ASMR.
Yes. What do we do in school to help your well-being?
Do yoga, young carers, which most of us are a part of.
What's that?
It's where basically if you're a young carer, if somebody in your family's ill.
Okay.
Or if they're not very mobile, then that makes you a young carer because you care and you're very young, it's in the name. But we form a group to talk about it and focus on the things, how you can help.
Yeah.
Also how you can focus more on your feelings and others.
It's also nice to know that there's other people who are in the same position as you. So we've got girls on board classes, which there's a teacher who comes, talks to the girls about friendships and stuff. And there's
also working with boys, which is basically the same, but with boys.
And what do you do in that?
Well, basically you talk about your feelings, change and other things.
Work through problems.
How you can work through problems and how to be nice and
kind. Okay.
We have mindful lessons, so that's where a teacher would come in. She'd let us do all mindful colouring, and then we would all just write down like feelings, and then we put them into a story. So I wrote about my dog and how like wonderful and awesome my dog is, and how he had like a impact and how he's good on my life, like in a positive way.
Lovely.
And we all did that, and it's really relaxing to just read over it about all the details. So I did about his, what his hobbies were, what he liked doing. Pretty obvious, eating sausages and walking.
Like most dogs.
You can also, like, whenever you want, go to Miss Daniel, who is school's ELSA.
Okay, Elsa, which it stands for Emotional Literacy
Support Assistant.
Yeah.
Great, and you find that really useful, do you?
Yeah.
You can go to her anytime.
Anytime, she won't judge.
If she's not in, then you just go to another teacher. And
Mrs. Hansard.
Like Miss Hansard, and she's always there for you too.
Hang on, you've got friendship groups. What are friendship groups?
So in year six, it's basically, so every so often, some people, well, quite a lot of people, go to a lesson with Mrs. Hansard. It's just a short half an hour lesson, and it's basically about how to make good friends in secondary school, because some of us aren't going to be with each other, and I think that's useful just for some people, because it's harder for some different people.
We also have other things like yoga and PSHE classes, which are both lessons in the school curriculum, but they also talk about similar stuff to other things that we've talked about.
The school makes it a big deal about mental health. They give us assemblies about it, lessons. They make it really
clear that's
important, that your well-being is
very important.
Very important.
Thank you for listening. If you liked this episode, please share with your friends and family who might be interested. And of course, do follow us on our social channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Please join us next time on Weston Green Speaks.